Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm recording. I'm from Union Bridge. I just left Tahrir Square, where it's absolutely peaceful for the most part. People are incredibly helpful. The morale is really high. Everybody's sharing food and medical supplies. A while ago, we heard some gunshots coming from Abdelmanabriyot, where there's been like live shootings reported. We hear that two people have been killed. In the meantime, we don't really receive much news while we're in Tahrir. There's also a lot of rumors that are spreading. There are people that move between the crowds, spreading news that they've reportedly heard on television, which sometimes only turns out to be true. We've been told repeatedly, for example, by people that they've been told that we don't need any more supplies in terms of food and medicine again, which is not true. So it's like tactics now to stop the movement. It's also by spreading rumors that it's difficult to get in and out. I mean, but I can tell you for sure that it's been incredibly calm all day, and it's incredibly easy to go in and out from the Austin-Neil Bridge. And things are like looking very calm. While I was there, there was various things. People are talking. Like, discussion is taking place quite openly among citizens. Just an anecdote. I had to charge my phone, and apparently we did an entire station where you drop off your phone and they give you a name card. It's really fascinating. So they've actually invented like systems. So it's like a self-sufficient little utopia going on inside Tahrir. I mean, I can't tell you how happy I am. I've never been happier, I think. Now I think I'll be incredibly happy once this is over and once this movement actually manages to succeed and take over the country. We deserve it. We deserve it.